It's really neat.
Okay, when you walk out though, and there's stuff's flying around.
Yes.
What's that?
Those are swarmers, and those typically are going to come after when the moisture's just right, so the humidity's got to be just right in the air, after a rain or something like that. I would say we're out of our swarm season, but we may not be, just again, all depending on weather. So what swarmers do is that's basically kind of like when your kids grow up and they become 18, 20, 21, and you're
34.
Kicking 34. Yeah. You're kicking them out of the house and saying, go create your own. So what the swarmers are doing is they're kicking all these alates out and saying, you need to go find and create your own colonies. I would say less than probably 5% actually get into the ground to create colonies, but those that do will become new kings and queens and create new colonies.
So we want to get rid of them.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
How do we get rid of those?
You can actually just topically spray the swarmers, but the thing is once you have a swarm castle come out, you know that that colony has been in the area for 5 to 10 years. So it takes 5 to 10 years for a colony to reach full potential.
Oh, wow.
So that there is a colony there that has now kicked out their kids, so to speak. So we can come in and we can treat what is coming out topically, but you're going to still want to take care of what is actually trying to get into your home.
So when we treat with this new chemical, do we still have to drill in the front?
We do. There are ways just to, you know, a lot of times people have really expensive tile work and things like that. With the new new chemical, we can create barriers without having to necessarily damage, you know, things that are really important. We will trench around the home. If it's a pier and beam, we'll go under. We'll treat underneath the home. So there's multiple ways you want to treat your plumbing sources and things like that if you can. So it's all just based on each individual home, we can get a really good barrier and coverage because of the way they forage to where they're going to cross our chemical.
Well, and I know forever and ever when people were doing their sidewalks and stuff, they would put the wood little to keep it from cracking. Well, that was a perfect conduit for that.
Absolutely.
Now you see more and more metal.
Yes.
Or you do need some. You don't see anything that's not a good thing in your driveway, I promise you, because it's going to make it crack. It's going to crack.
That's correct.
But what about, and you've seen reports conducive to termites.
Correct.
90% of the houses have that in it.
They are, just because we all enjoy seeing pretty foliage around our home. You know, we like the wood fences and things like that. So what we encourage you to do is just try to keep, like, your mulch pulled away from the foundation of your home. Maybe don't have your wood fence directly touching the home. Don't have wood to ground contact that a lot of times is... It's an easy source because the wood is just sitting right in the ground. So they go straight to that as their form of cellulose. However, we can only see about 10% of the home because we can't see what's going on.
Yeah, you're not Superman.
Exactly. And especially on a slab foundation, we can't see underneath the carpet or the tile or whatever. So those cracks is a lot of times what the termites will come up through. So, but just be, you know, don't put a wood pile directly next to your home. Put it out against your back fence. I know it's, you know, going to stink to have to walk out there when it's cold and you need the wood, but, you know, you just got to kind of weigh the cost, I guess, differences against each other. Yeah, so,
but it is, or you can keep a little pile out of your door, but that just makes sense.
The ground. Yes.
And they sell little stands or
exactly.
Build one where it keeps it up enough with the spiders, all those stuff you don't want in there either.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So, but termites aren't a major blah, blah, blah anymore.
No, I mean, they're here. We know they're here. But again, keep in mind, they're extremely treatable and affordable. And then after you treat them, we warranty that work. You have a annual renewal cost that's very, very low to keep us coming back out there. If you see them, we treat free of charge. So there's just good things to be aware of. And then two, if you are going to be in any sort of pre-construction, I would say do not build without doing some sort of pre-treatment, because we have the most access to the soil before the foundation goes up. So just something to keep in mind for anybody that's wanting to build homes.
Wow, we have a little time. Will you help me do our open houses we're going to do this afternoon? You just have to give me the address.
Sure.
How's that?
If I can read it, it's little bitty.
It's little tiny.
You know, when
bitty.
You get old.
Believe me, I know. I learned this around our house now. We went to the little, is it Dollar Tree that everything's a dollar?
Yes.
Okay, we went. I bought like 10 pair of those glasses. And they're just hidden. I don't care if they're pink or purple. It doesn't matter to me. I just have them everywhere. Because you say, can you tell me what it is? I said, no, I really can't. So I'll have to pick something up and do it.
I want to see you in your pink ones sometime. Oh,
I have them. I mean, polka dots, the whole thing. But for a buck.
Yeah.
So I was kind of happy with that.
That's awesome.
So anyway, from 2 to 4. And we have some really good houses right now. We have several $1 million that are nice.
That's awesome. In San Angelo.
Yes. Beautiful,
super cool.
Beautiful homes.
I want to just come look at them.
You can.
Okay. You ready for them?
Yeah.
All right. So the open houses are at 2132 Saddleside.
Okay. Let's stop right there.
Okay.
I'm going to be at that one. Walling Pecan. David Curry put that in. And I think it's a cool, cool subdivision.
It is.
Neat, neat, neat. And they said, where is it? I've never heard of it. Let me tell you how. If you're coming, going from here like to El Dorado Cristobal, you're going to, instead of making a right to go on the airport road, coming back around, you're going to make a left. If it was the same road, it would be the airport road.
Okay.
Off 277. If you're coming from Cristobal, it's going to be on your right there. Same thing. But you go in, there's two entrances. Because we're going to have two out there. Beautiful homes. They're anywhere from 3 to 10 acre tracts out there. Mm-hmm. All the houses are beautiful.
Beautiful.
I mean, they did a great job. Well maintained. You don't see any junk or anything. It's just nice. Most of them have a barn. You
yes.
talked about, which we all like. Any guy in America, West Texas America, wants a shop.
Yes,
and
a man cave.
Yes, absolutely. And you can have it out there. And the nice, good quality homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're 300 up, mm-hmm. you know. So we're going to have that settle side, and then there's another one on Little Sorrel.
Yes, that's correct. 11,796.
We're going to have both of us. Amanda Rodriguez, have you met her yet?
Yes, love her.
Isn't she a sweetie?
Yes, wonderful.
She's a great young lady. She's doing an amazing job. We're real happy and proud of her. She's our rookie of the year.
Oh.
But anyway, she's going to do what I'm going to do once. We've got both. Mine's empty, so you can come and go as you want to. But it's just a neat, neat house. And we now know we don't have to worry about mosquitoes
yes.
or anything else because we got it covered.
That's right. And I'll tell you, too, a lot of our friends live out there in the Walling Pecan District and super, super good neighbors out there. Wonderful people.
Yes. Okay, I got to go quick. He's giving us the finger.
Oh, no. Okay, 3649 Shady Hill.
Yes, that's in Southland Hills. Great area. You go off Southwest Boulevard, off College Hills right there. You can hit Shady Hills. Go look at that one. It's neat, neat, neat.
You have 2850 Red Bluff Circle.
Yes, that's 1.4, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
See, it's one of our big houses.
Ooh, I want to go see that
one. It looks like
you're
in New York.
Oh.
This house is like brand new. They gutted it and redid it. It's amazing.
Awesome.
Debbie, you need to go see it. It is an amazing house. Promise you.
And then 4901 Scarlet Oak.
Yes, and Twin Oaks, kind of by Bonham School. And it's completely redid. It doesn't look like the lady ever lived there. It's so neat and clean. I don't know if she does live. She may just clean it and go somewhere else. No, come see us 2 to 4. And if you come by my house for me, you know what I'm going to do for you?
What's that?
I do this for you too. I'm going to give you a free cruise.
Oh.
4 days, 4 nights and 5 days.
Oh my gosh,
about
guys.
$1,800
that's huge.
Value, just for coming and buying a house for me.
That's huge.
Maybe throw a treatment on some spiders if you want it.
I'd be happy to.
Hey, folks. Bridget, thank you so much for listening in with us. We appreciate everything you
thank
do.
Thank you.
And we'll catch you next week.